Ever notice how a car alarm blaring at 3 a.m. gets your heart racing, even though you know it's probably just a cat brushing against the bumper? Your body's stress response works exactly the same way, designed to protect you from real danger, but increasingly triggered by imagined threats. The problem isn't the alarm system itself, it's that we've become so accustomed to living with it constantly blaring that we've forgotten what sounds like. Here's what's really happening. Your autonomic nervous system operates through two channels. The sympathetic nervous system floods your body with adrenaline when you face danger, perfect for escaping a charging bear. The parasympathetic nervous system does the opposite, slowing your heart and allowing recovery. But here's the catch. Your nervous system can't distinguish between a bear and an angry email from your boss. Both trigger the same chemical cascade, except you can't physically run from an email. Those stress chemicals, designed to be burned through action, accumulate in your system like toxic sludge. Many of us have been marinating in this chemical soup so long, we've normalized it, completely unaware that background anxiety isn't just how life is. It's a malfunction, one we can fix. Your heart contains 40,000 neurons that learn, remember, and sense independently. This heart brain influences your perceptions and emotions and can override stress signals from your head brain. When stressed, you lose connection to your intuition. Institute of Heart Math research shows that focusing on your physical heart reduces stress hormones while increasing anti-aging hormones. Try this. Place your hand over your heart and breathe slowly, imagining breath flowing through that area. Recall genuine appreciation, your child's laughter, or a breathtaking sunset. Hold that feeling while maintaining heart-focused breathing. Notice your racing thoughts quiet and shoulders drop. This heart coherence creates harmonious heart rhythms that directly affect brain function. It's your internal stress off switch, a reset button in your chest. In Japan, they have a word for death from overwork, karoshi. It's becoming increasingly common everywhere. Many high achievers push relentlessly, only to burn out. What if this entire approach is backward? Elite athletes understand something most people miss. Peak performance comes from strategic oscillation between intense activity and deliberate recovery. Life isn't a marathon, it's a series of sprints. Your body operates on natural 90-minute cycles called ultradian rhythms, naturally seeking 15 minutes of replenishment during rest phases. Most people override this signal with caffeine and forced concentration, eventually drowning out their body's wisdom entirely. The solution is counterintuitive: work less to accomplish more. When you notice yourself daydreaming, that's not laziness, it's your body requesting recovery. Allow yourself 5 to 20 minutes of deep relaxation using systematic relaxation. Progressively release tension from your eyes, jaw, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, chest, stomach, back, legs, and feet. Finding this rhythm between activity and rest isn't just about productivity, it's about survival in a world that glorifies burnout. Create a calm anchor by squeezing your thumb and middle finger together while recalling peaceful feelings. This physical trigger establishes relaxation through associative conditioning, the same mechanism behind Pavlov's dogs salivating at a bell. Vividly recall complete peace, intensifying the images, sounds, and feelings. When peaceful sensations peak, gently squeeze your thumb and middle finger for 10 seconds. Release and repeat 5 times. Your nervous system can't distinguish between real and vividly imagined experiences, reprogramming your automatic responses. Next, identify your 5 biggest stressors and apply your calm anchor to each. If public speaking terrifies you, visualize standing at the podium as nervous sensations begin, then activate your calm anchor. See calm flowing through your body, replacing anxiety with confidence. Repeat until the new response feels natural. This leverages your brain's plasticity, its ability to form new neural pathways through repeated experiences. With practice, you'll bypass the stress response entirely, remaining calm in situations that previously triggered panic. Exercise, any activity that increases heart rate and deepens breathing, is one of the most powerful stress control tools available. It eliminates stress chemicals like adrenaline and cortisol while flooding your body with euphoria-inducing endorphins. Even a 15-minute walk provides these benefits. The instant motivation technique reshapes negative associations with exercise. Consider Sarah, a busy executive who couldn't find motivation after long workdays. She recalled the exhilaration after completing a charity 5K, the pride, accomplishment, and energy that lingered for days. By anchoring these powerful feelings to the thought of exercise, she transformed resistance into anticipation. Within weeks, her evening walks became highlights rather than obligations. This works by harnessing your brain's associative networks, changing how your brain categorizes exercise from chore to reward. Each time you use your motivation anchor before exercising, you strengthen neural pathways connecting movement with positive emotions. As stamina increases, exercise becomes self-reinforcing until reaching a tipping point where it's actually harder not to exercise. Worry persists because we believe it keeps us safe, but it's actually interrupted downside planning, imagining problems without creating solutions. Successful people complete this process by developing contingency plans. Your mind has extraordinary problem-solving capabilities when freed from limiting beliefs. George Bernard Danzig solved two unsolvable statistics problems because he arrived late to class and thought they were homework. He didn't know they were impossible. Three techniques transform worry into action. First, ask problem-solving questions. What's good about this problem? What am I willing to do to solve this? Second, use role model step-in. Imagine how someone you admire would handle this situation. Third, try back to the future. Imagine the problem already solved and look back at the steps you took. The goal isn't eliminating concern, but finding the sweet spot between apathy and panic, enough interest to handle necessary tasks without excessive worry. By acknowledging worry's protective purpose while finding more effective alternatives, you shift from paralysis to productive action. The most important story you'll ever tell is the one about yourself. These self-narratives, formed largely in our first 6 or 7 years, become the lens through which we view everything. Many of us have become hypnotized by negative stories. I never have enough time. I'm a perfectionist. Often imposed from outside, like being told you're no good at math. The more we repeat them, the more real they seem. But they're still just stories, and stories can be rewritten. One powerful shift involves dissociation, stepping outside a thought or memory to reduce stress. When James imagines his upcoming presentation, he sees himself stumbling while colleagues look bored. After learning dissociation, he views the scenario from the back of an imaginary room, watching himself on a small, distant screen with colors fading to black and white. This simple shift dramatically reduces his stress response. This applies to traumatic memories too. Lisa, who had panic attacks driving after an accident, watched herself watching a movie of the accident from a projection booth. After running it backwards several times, she could recall the event without panic. Your story isn't fixed. Take back the pen and rewrite the scenes that no longer serve you.